As to what will happen today and into the weekend, we must turn to a duty forecaster. Bill O'Connor is his name, and he knows what he's talking about. That's why we've got him here. G'day, Bill.
Good morning. How are you there, Kia?
Oh, I'm well. You must be happy to see the predictions coming correct, the small amounts of rain, but a bit out there.
Yeah, there is a little bit out there showing up on the radar, but still, yeah. Just
like you said, not really significant.
Not really significant. We are seeing that cloud starting to thicken up through the area. We are going to see, as far as that mid-level trough that we're talking about coming in from the west, is more affecting areas south of us at the moment. We're getting them down into the southeastern part of the state and out to the west, out through Charleville and through those areas. But we'd anticipate into this afternoon we will start seeing that sort of develop out to the west of the Herbert Burdekin, and we will see the cloud really starting to thicken up even to our west, out towards Chile, go through that region. But still, I think out of that mid-level trough, we're not going to see any significant rainfall through our region, but there will be some light falls associated with it. On the surface, we've got those winds have shifted a little bit more easterly. We've got a very weak trough off our coastal areas, which is a little bit more conducive to seeing those showers forming through the area. So during today, a couple of light showers sort of generally along the coastal fringe, a little bit of drizzle up on the higher parts of the tablelands. So this morning, I think that will probably ease back into this afternoon a fair bit, but then into tonight, probably a little bit more rainfall, but still not any real significant totals. I think we'll see some 5 to 10 millimetre mark sort of through that Cassowary coast area. So much the same, I suppose, on the higher parts of the Tablelands, but still not a great deal for Cairns and heading northwards, but there will be some very light falls through that area and even into tomorrow during Saturday. Continuing looking quite ominous through the area, but still only some light falls during the daylight hours through the area. Winds on the waters, we have extended that strong wind warning through our coastal waters for today. Winds are still probably down a little bit below that, but I would anticipate, especially offshore, they will pick up a little bit later on. Arlington Reefs has got up to 20 knots, gusting 23. That's probably the strongest through the area currently. Got a report in of 20 knots from Moore Reef half an hour ago, and we've got low isles at 15, gusting 27. So starting to get a little bit blowy out there on the water. We'll continue that way for today. And then as we head through the weekend, generally the wind's around that 20, maybe 25 knots through the area, with at times maybe offshore winds getting slightly stronger than that. But from about Monday onwards, things start to tidy up a little bit, and the winds drop off and the rainfall and the cloudy conditions start to ease right through the region.
And another little bit of winter again. That would be lovely. Thanks, Bill.
No worries. We'll catch you later on, Kia.
That's